Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the Ask the Doctor. What is your question?
Gum sensitivity. Why do I actually get my gums inflamed?
Gum sensitivity and inflammation is a gums issue. And usually sensitivity is with the teeth, not with the gums. So there are two parts. I'm going to take the first part, which is the teeth sensitivity over here, and I'll answer that so it doesn't become very long answer. And welcome to Ask the Doctor, Victoria. The sensitivity of the teeth is very simple to describe. Your root surface of the tooth should be, your teeth should be covered with your gums. For any reason, when these gums recede, it could be because of aging, could be because of the gum disease, it could be because of your faulty brushing technique, or it could be because of using a wrong type of toothbrush, and I'll explain you all those things. Then gums recede, and once the gums recede, the root surface gets exposed. Now, tooth does not have, the enamel does not have a nerve. Just like your hair and nail, when you cut your hair or nail, do you feel anything? Because there is no nerve there. But if somebody pulls the hair, then you're touching the root, and then your sensitivity feels. Same way on the tooth also. Outer tooth, which is exposed above the gums, are covered with enamel. And enamel is a very strong substance or structure and does not have a nerve, so you don't feel any sensitivity if anything happens to the enamel. But when gums recede, root surface exposed, root surface does have a nerve and supposed to be covered with the gums, and now it is not covered with the gums, that's why you have a sensitivity. So if you want to take care of sensitivity, there are two parts to that. One is a prevention, so you're going to prevent the sensitivity for the future, and second one will be a treatment. So let's see both of them. So number one, how do we prevent the gum sensitivity? Whatever the cause of the gum sensitivity, we can reverse that. Now, number one, as I said, was age. Can we reverse the age? Up to a certain degree, yes, we can reverse age. Some people, even in older age, they look very young because they take care of the body. So same way, if you take care of your gums and your oral cavity of the mouth, then you will have a less gum recession. Number two, gum disease. You don't have a choice but to get the treatment done first and learn how to prevent the gum disease from the doctor or from the dental office or hygienist, and then you will be able to control the gum disease. Number three, wrong brushing technique. If you're brushing toothbrush incorrectly, then you're causing the gum sensitivity. We have a correct way of brushing technique linked to video in every operator we have, and we're going to put it on the website also. So you can go on a website and see how to correctly brush your teeth and how to correctly floss your teeth. So you can go and visit those YouTube link and watch the YouTube video. And then last one is using a correct toothbrush. If you use a medium or hard toothbrush, chances are very high that you will damage your gums and you will have a sensitivity. So what you should do is use a soft toothbrush always with the correct brushing technique. Keep your mouth healthy. Go to the dentist on a regular basis. So even if it's a small issue, we will catch it and we'll fix it before it escalates and become a bigger issue. So these are the prevention part. Now about the therapy part, which is the treatment part. The treatment is divided into two different area also. One is at home, another one is at dental office. If it is a severe sensitivity, if it is a very badly decayed tooth, then either you have to have a filling done there, root canal done there, or crown done there in the dental office. That's part of the prevention of sensitivity in the dental office. At home, This is important part because majority of the sensitivity will be controlled by home care. So there are two different products available in the market, desensitizing toothpaste or gel. You can buy, Sensodyne is one of them. So buy the toothpaste. Now the way you brush your teeth, the way you apply this desensitizing toothpaste is very important. So this is the way you do it. You brush and floss your teeth first, rinse your mouth, take a little toothpaste, which is desensitizing toothpaste, and you rub on the root surface around the gums for 30 seconds or minute or so. Then leave it there for 30 minutes. Do not rinse your mouth. Don't eat or drink anything. You can spit it out if taste is not good, but don't drink or rinse. And then the best thing is you can do it at the last before you go to bed and just go to bed straight. Then this effect of desensitizing toothpaste will be the maximum and your gums or your teeth will be less and less sensitive. Thank you so much for asking this question.